Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
We are here every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, And we offer a myriad of spiritual and metaphysical insights to help guide you in your day-to-day living. Topics here include, but are not limited to, spirit messages, guidance, psychic and mediumship chats, alternative healing modalities. We have a monthly meditation, which is the first Thursday of each month. We talk about chakras, gemstones, forms of divination such as tarot, runes, astrology, animal communication, and more. If you'd like to find out more information about me, Rose, go to www.readingswithrose.com. And for Winterbrook, go to www.winterbrookmedium.com. And you can find out more about each of us. Okay, there I go. Winter, you are now alive and online in the studio. Hi.
Hey. Hi, Rose. Hi, everyone out there in listener land. Welcome to that in-between week between Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa and then New Year's. It's that week where many of us don't even know what day it is, especially if we have kids because they're not in school. So I'm super happy to be here, and I'm looking forward
That's
to tonight's
so true.
Topic because this is one of the topics that are very, very close to my heart.
Resolutions and intentions?
Yes, yes. Resolutions, setting intentions for manifesting, you know, setting the goal to improve yourself. Always like to improve. You know, we're here. So let's try to have experiences and then improve.
I hate to sound like a commercial for? The Marines or the Army? And it's be the best you can be. And I basically have always lived my life with that as my primary intention. And then being a Reiki master teacher and practitioner, doing the Reiki principles every day, work hard. And I know a lot of people get confused with that because when we say work hard, it means work hard not just at your job or at your career, but on yourself, because Reiki is a personal and spiritual practice for, basically, self-improvement and awareness and mindfulness. So even with my students, I teach them that that is one of the most important things they can do. You know, always be on the have it in your uppermost mind. You want to improve upon yourself. You know, never be complacent about yourself, your life, your spirituality. Just always look for improvement.
Absolutely. And improvement doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to excel in everything that you try. Improvement could merely be trying something, stretching yourself, broadening your, you know, understanding by trying something new. It doesn't matter if you're successful or not. You're just open to try something. I go attend a service at another church, for example. Just be open to trying it. Try some kind of activity that you know, that you can physically do, like maybe roller skating or ice skating. Obviously, you know, if you have a physical, like I couldn't try that at this point with my back, but you know, just try an activity. That would be a way of improving yourself because you've had the experience. Because if you don't try, then you've gained nothing. If you do try and you're successful, whoopee! And if you're not, you still gain the experience and understand a little bit better about it. And those that do it.
Well, yeah, if you don't try, you'll never know. I mean, you know, my mom was great at that. Like, oh, no, I can't. Well, how do you know you can't? You haven't tried.
My father taught me. He did not allow profanity in the house. And he used to have a saying, anybody who's listening who may have known my dad, Valentine Ryan, if you ever hear him use profanity, he'd buy you and your best dinner. So he taught me the word can't is a four-letter word, which falls into the parameter of profanity. He didn't want to hear it. That was not a word we were not allowed to utter.
Smart man.
So why are we talking about this tonight? Well, why? Because primarily Spirit told me to a couple weeks ago. Rose was starting to rattle off some of the topics, and we actually hadn't filled in the blank, and Spirit had me splurt. That's where they put the words in my mouth, and that's fine. They usually speak better than I do anyway. But it is actually a topic I addressed last year and the year before around this time, New Year's Eve. Now, there's a lot of people out there that discourage you from setting resolutions because sometimes people do set themselves up to fail and then feel worse. But that's not what I'm talking about tonight. I am going to say set resolutions, but, you know, set reasonable resolutions. So, and there's a process. Personally, I like to set 10 resolutions. All right, I have no, you know, it doesn't matter to me if I succeed on every single one. I find 10 areas that I would like to improve in my life or manifest for my life. Because sometimes to manifest, you actually have to do something. This, the universe will push you to do something. So if you know what those are, you can do 5, that's fine. Try not to just do 1 because that kind of sets you up if you don't accomplish it, you know, you could kind of be upset with yourself. And once you have the resolutions that you are going to put out there for New Year's Eve, I want you to make a list of 10 accomplishments that you've had this past year. Now, by way of accomplishment, it could be a big thing. Suppose you earned a diploma or certification. It could be a small thing. You've incorporated walking in your routine. You know, you wanted to exercise more, so now once a week you go for a walk with your friend, or you're taking the dog for walks, which you didn't do a couple of years ago. That any type of improvement that you've made in the past year, so that's like less than 1 a month, because I get from people, oh, I can't list that many. I guarantee you've done more than 10, but try to find 10. And the reason I ask you to do that is because I want you to look at that list, and then I want you to feel satisfaction. I want you to feel proud that you accomplished that, because that those good feelings that you create from seeing that you have accomplished things helps create self-motivation and confidence to try to accomplish more things now, like each one is a step, all right? So I think it's important to have your list of 10 accomplishments. And again, it could be very small. It could be that you now smile at strangers, or you have a day where you do an act of kindness, but you didn't have that habit, you know, 2 years ago. Or it could be a big thing. You got a promotion because of you're doing well in your job. All right, so have both of those so that you have one to motivate you, that you've done all these other successful things. So, yes, you can. Yes, you can. And on New Year's, take a few moments and look at your resolutions and put it out there. Just, like, kind of absorb what you want to focus on. Absorb it in your subconscious, believe it or not. And once you've done that, then take a moment and just feel gratitude from your heart center. Just try to feel as much gratitude as you can muster. And the gratitude is for the assistance that the universe, whether it's your guides, God, source, angels, loved ones and spirit, they're going to help you. So once you set those intentions of what you want to do with your resolutions, know that the universe is going to, what is that saying, connive to make it happen.
And conspire.
Conspire, that's it.
Conspire, yeah.
Now, by doing this New Year's Eve, there's a whole lot of other people that are also doing it. So whether you guys realize it or not, some of you who listen to the show, obviously, you know, you study metaphysics, so you understand this concept. But your neighbor, Joe Schmo, he doesn't understand metaphysics, but he does know he wants to set resolutions. Well, he's putting that energy out there along with another several million people, right? We have, what, 300 million people in the U.S. alone? Now look at the world. So if you have a couple million people out there setting intentions to have resolutions, you're going to pull right into that energy. That's going to help you solidify, and you're going to help the group because you're also adding that energy that I want to improve this or I'm resolved to do this in the coming year. So that's why I always encourage people, and I myself like to set resolutions, you know. And then for tonight, we have the new moon. So let's say you don't do the New Year's Eve resolutions for whatever reason. Another good time to do intentions or setting, you know, resolving to improve some part of your life and you would be on the new moons. Because the new moon is typically used by people to put out the intention to create. So, again, there's a group energy going out because they know it's the new moon. And you can kind of tap right into that, and I feel strengthen your own resolve. And when you tap into it, you're also adding to the group consciousness and that energy flow to help them. So tonight is a new moon. And then we have the New Year's Eve in two nights. So this is a peak time to really set those resolutions and intentions. So I've been yapping. Anything you want to add?
In my house, new moon is setting your intentions for all of the new and positive stuff you want to welcome into your life, you want to manifest in your life, you want to bring it about, and have it be. And then basically about 2 weeks later, there's the full moon. Now, on a full moon, what you want to do is you want to set the intention to get rid of all of the negative things in your life that are not serving you and anything in your life as far as relationships or things that you come in contact with every day that you don't want in your life because it's just not serving you. And that takes it away. So if you do those two practices, you know, twice a month, that will help you as far as getting your intentions manifested for both the positive and the negative, because you really can never have one without the other. It's all about balance in life. So it's really good. And as far as intentions, I used to set intentions every New Year's Eve. But if you are more of a laid-back, not on perfect timing, regimented person like I am from Gypsy Bloodline, we don't really have a lot of things that are set. What I would do is I would take out a pad and I would write down the things that I wanted to manifest in my life. And I would write them down. I guess you could call them intentions. And once they were written on the pad, they went away. They went in a drawer. They went in a closet. They were hidden. And I just left it in the hands of the universe. And maybe 6 months later, I would be in a position to revisit that pad. It would come out if I was looking for something or what have you. And I would look at what I had written down. And one by one, I checked off the different things that I had put on there, and they were accomplished. So it's funny because the other day I heard somebody say, ask, believe, receive. And that's a big quote from the law of attraction. But this person had mentioned another step. It was ask, believe, release it, and receive. Because even when I do my readings, I tell people, I know you want this to happen, or I know you. This is your main concern right now. However, unless you release it, you take the chance that you're holding on to that desire, which is coming from your ego. You take the chance that holding that desire so tightly and focusing on it 100% and wanting it and wishing for it so much, it's like a delicate flower in the palm of your hand, and the constant attention or the constant wanting and the not releasing it is going to kill that flower. So in essence, you're going to kill your intention or you're going to kill your blessing. So release, to me, is a major part of any kind of intention, manifestation, or whatever. it's okay to want things and want them to manifest, but you have to remember, you got to release them. And
okay,
as the thing goes through it.
I have one question for you. When you're talking
sure.
about that, are you talking about material items, objects?
No, material items as well as emotional, spiritual desires and wants.
Because I completely agree with you when we're setting the intention to acquire a thing or a particular situation.
Right.
But with the New Year's resolutions and setting intentions to improve oneself, actually, it's the reverse. You're going to need to keep your list because what if you're what if your resolution is to exercise more?
Well, no, actually, something like that, if it's something where you're trying to form a habit, break a habit, change
yeah.
something in your life like that, lose weight, gain weight, get an exercise program, that certainly is very different.
Okay, because that's what I'm talking about with resolutions
right.
and setting intentions to, improve. More
right.
That's more for, okay, just so that we're on the same.
Right. Improving, it's almost like the daily Reiki precepts. You know, you do those daily. That's something that you repeat every day. Do not worry. Do not anger. Be kind. Yeah, that's a daily meditation. That is a daily intention that you set on a daily basis, right?
So, all right. Do we want to take a caller? You said we had a couple of callers.
Yeah, I think we should take a caller. Let's see. Okay. 480, you're on the air with Winterbrook and Rose.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
First time checking out the show, and again, I didn't know the new moon was tonight, so that's actually, I'm going to remember that more so than doing intentions and so forth on New Year's Eve.
that's okay.
I appreciate that.
Whatever works for you.
But going into the new year, I have a couple projects that are launching, and I was curious if one or the other was going to, kind of start off financially a little stronger in the first quarter.
I'm getting the second one. Hello?
Yep.
Michael,
yeah.
I got the second one.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Before the question even, you finished formalizing it. Anything you want to add, Rose?
I would have to agree with you, the second one. I can tell you, the first one's going to drag a little bit.
Okay, that's kind of the one that can really get started right away, kind of an app with a sales, partnership type of project.
Yeah, that'll come up. That'll start to poke its head out of the ground around March, April, the first one. I'm in line with Winterbrook on this one, the second one.
Excellent. Wonderful. Wonderful. Because I just did some marketing for that and was interviewed and so forth, and I'm thinking that it should probably air fairly soon, and that would be a huge boost.
Wonderful.
Yeah, my guide just said February on that one.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Because I'm looking forward to getting rid of the J-O-B.
J-O-B so you can dedicate yourself 8 days a week to your business. Yeah, I know how that goes.
Exactly.
Okay, but I'm
and
just
twice
hearing
on Sunday.
For you to, Michael, when you said that,
yes.
I just heard from Spirit, one of your loved ones popped in a mail, and he said, don't get rid of it too quick. You're going to need to do double duty for a while. I feel like 6 to 8 months.
Ugh.
That's what's coming from Spirit. Would you understand a grandfather in Spirit?
Sure. Yeah, both of them are.
Okay. I really think I'm going to be with your mom's dad. Is that who you have the
okay.
stronger relationship with, yeah?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the one he's coming through. I want to put around 5'10".
No, I think he was over like 6'2", 6'3".
Okay, so he was tall. Sorry, I got the actual number. I'm usually good on this. I'm not feeling too good tonight. So I have him stepping in, and I'm hearing Foreman. It's just what he's saying to me. I don't know why he's saying that to me, but I'm just going to throw it out there. You may understand the meaning. And he said, you have a tendency to jump into things. Would you understand that? You get excited and you really jump on a season opportunity?
Yep.
Okay. So what Grandpa's saying is he's applauding that trait in you. However, sometimes fine wine has to, is not going to be made overnight. I forget what the saying is, but he's referencing it to wine. So he's saying, remember to hold back a little bit. Second guess yourself when you think you want to, you're ready to give up the day job. Make sure you analyze it. Don't just jump.
Yeah, because I would have jumped with both feet and not even looking.
Okay, well, Grandpa's suggesting, this is his advice, because he really should have a home run on this, that you hold back from doing that reaction. I feel like he's telling me 6 to 8 months, and March is going to be, did your grandfather like to use colorful language?
I'm assuming so. I was like 9 when he passed.
Okay, because he's giving me some colorful language. Let me just paraphrase and say he's saying March is going to be really busy, but that's not the way he's saying it. Okay, just to give you a heads up. So remember to take some breaths in February to prepare you for March, and good luck with it all. No, Grandpa's behind you, and he is trying to give you some advice, and help you out when you're asking by popping ideas.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Michael. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you both.
Take care. I-917, you're on the air with Rose and Winterbrook.
Hello, Rose and Winterbrook. My name's Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. Thanks for calling and joining us.
Thank you for having the show. This is the first time I've spoken with Winterbrook. I've spoken with you, Rose, a couple of months ago on your Friday show. I believe you're the one who had the Friday show around noon or 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, the Friday one is coming back in the new year, starting January.
Okay. Well, can you pick up anything regarding the new year, regarding my current job or job opportunities coming up for me?
Your current job feels new. Is it a new position that you took?
No, I haven't changed jobs. I'm in the same position for 4 years.
Okay, because I'm getting new. So then that would tell me something new is coming your way, sweetie.
Okay, that's good.
And I'm feeling
chill. Have you been putting out the feelers?
Yes, and actually I was just turned down about a week ago for a job I interviewed for somewhere else. And it was kind of, I didn't want the job, it turned out. It didn't seem like a good fit, but it was so disappointing to not have the choice.
Well, I know they say spirit knows better than we do, so don't be too disappointed.
Yeah, I'm getting
exactly.
June, Alan. I'm feeling like there's a better match in June, like you're going to learn about it in April, May, and I'm feeling like June, I see you really happy.
Yeah, that seems
and,
so
and
far
happy
off.
And glad that you waited.
Okay.
I'm just going to throw that out. And I feel like April's when you might hear about the opportunity, because they're kind of showing me April, but they show me you in June. Everything's golden and you're happy and you're like, so glad it worked out this way.
Oh, that's good to know. So in the meantime, I'll be in my current position. Is that correct? And I'm just wondering whether you pick up a raise or will I be satisfied there for the remaining time, maybe 6 months or so?
I'm not feeling a raise or a big raise. You might get like what they call a token raise.
Yes,
but Spirit's saying be happy and grateful that you will be in this position until you make the decision and you give your notice to leave.
Whoa. Yes, I will. I thought I was doing a good job. That makes it scary. But I guess we should all be grateful for whatever job we have.
Well, I don't think it has is anything, it's not a reflection on you and the job you do. The reflection is on the company's finances and where
really?
They want to put their money and what they want to do with the money they have. It's no reflection on you, they're saying.
Okay. Well, great. I want to say thank you so much, Rose and Winterbrook, and Happy New Year to both of you.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you for calling, sweetheart. Take care. Have a Happy New Year as well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. 631, you could be on the air with us if my studio cooperates. Mercury retrograde, no. 631, you're on the air with Rose and Winterbrook.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my phone call. I'm Suzanne. I was wondering what you saw of my love life.
Hi, Suzanne. Winterbrook, you want to do a love question?
We giggle because Rose is like, that's her thing. I do the dead people well. Rose does the love life. But, yeah, I'll take a stab at it. Absolutely. I keep getting the month of May, the merry month of May.
Oh. Well, I went on a blind date today, and he seems nice. We might go out tomorrow. I mean, Saturday.
Yeah, no date. Definitely go out. And but I'm feeling if the month of May keeps coming to me, the merry month of May. And you know,
is this a new guy, Suzanne, that you're going out with tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, the same one I went out with today.
Okay. This is new, you know him. You're not dating, correct?
No, it was a blind date. Well, not a blind date. From the internet. I knew what he looked like. And we might go out for New Year's Eve to dinner or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got to agree with Winterbrook, though, because my guys are saying April, May, you get a choice. So someone else is on their way into your life. Possibly more than one person, but definitely another person is going to be stepping in.
But not until April or May?
But I'm getting
It's kind of like the crocus. It starts to pop up around April.
Huh.
Sorry, it's what we're getting.
Yeah.
Do you see this person and the other person?
I'm just getting the merry month of May. I'm also getting from Spirit, they're encouraging you to keep dating and enjoy yourself. Take it slow. Take it slow. Do you have a habit of falling, going quick, like falling hard for people?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what I'm getting is take it slow. Enjoy the flirtation and the dating. Don't get to know them. Take it slow. That's what
I'm
getting.
And the old saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Well, sometimes it's only one egg.
Understood.
No,
I
see, it's that kind of thinking.
From.
You gotta let go of.
So, by all means, continue going. You know, maybe you're gonna like this guy, and that's fine. We all have free will. But the question you asked was, what do we see for your romance? I was getting May, merry month of May, and Rose from her guides was getting April into May, and then I was getting that you should, you know, continue dating, but unlike the past, go slow. So
yeah, I can do that.
Just like the other gentleman who was on, I don't know if you heard the other caller with his job. Sometimes we do things like, you know, like attracts like. We get callers with the same, different facts. Yours is romance, his is career, but, you know, both spirits, your loved ones and spirit are saying, take it slow, because I feel like a grandmother on you. Take it slow.
Now, I just text somebody that I haven't heard from in a while. Do you think he'll text me back?
I don't know. I'm just on the romance question.
I got to say, sweetie, never go backwards. Don't be looking backwards. Always look to the horizon. Always look to the future. So, you know, a lot of women, they go backwards because they're insecure. They feel, and like you said, I got to tell you, you may not like this, but I got to tell you, if I'm nothing, I'm honest. Your fear of there's only one egg and your action of texting someone from your past is demonstration that you're afraid. You're afraid there's a lack of love. You're afraid that there's a lack of people who will come forward to share love with you. what you really need to do from now going forward is work on self-love. You need to get yourself to a point where you love yourself.
I love myself. There is really a shortage. I've just talked to other friends who have no dates for New Year's Eve. We're not making this stuff up.
Yeah, no, Suzanne, I completely agree with you. Last year my date was the 7-year-old who came. Everybody had a couple in my house for New Year's Eve party, except, you know, so I was saying, oh, Max is my date. He's a 7. But what do you call it? I just get from you, for you, is to take it slow. Enjoy dating. Enjoy being pursued by this gentleman, or if you meet another gentleman, enjoy that. But
I
feel like May is when, whether it's this guy who leaves and comes back or another one, I feel like May is when you're going to make the, okay, I'm ready. Let's do, like, relationship. But they're saying just enjoy casual dating now. Enjoy being female. Enjoy the attention.
And don't rush to intimacy either. I have a lot of clients who rush to intimacy, and that just makes it worse. Dating, I mean, they dated in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. Dating is perfectly fine, and you can date more than one person at a time. Until there's a commitment, until there's a ring on your finger, you are not obligated to go steady, as they used to say, or be committed to any one person. However, intimacy does kind of bring that to the forefront where, oh, you know, especially from the woman's point of view, I've been intimate with this man, and okay, that's it. Men don't think the way women think. So dating is perfect.
Yeah, if the men think like that, though. Because the person already asked me on one date if I was going to date others.
Well, yeah, they want to claim, they want to stake their claim so that, you know, you're on the side and you're protected and you're all his, but what is he doing for you?
Yeah, your answer is once I'm in a committed relationship, then I'm monogamous.
Exactly,
but, you know,
I agree.
That's if he asked you that question on the first date, that sounded presumptuous and controlling, from my perception. So I would just enjoy it.
I know, that's what I thought, too.
Keep those flags.
Suzanne?
That's my grandma's coming in and saying, take it slow. Go out on the dates. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy being a woman pursued by a gentleman. But keep those ears open and watch, because you don't want to jump from the pot to the kettle. And I guess you've been out of a relationship with someone who would have those other personality quirks, yeah? Is that why Grandma's telling
Thanks
you?
Thanks for calling, Speedy. We got to move on. Thank you so much, and we wish you good luck and a happy new year. 914, you're on the air with Rose and Winterbrook.
Hello. What lovely names, Rose and Winterbrook. Pleasure to meet you. Thank you for taking my call.
And your name
Thank
is?
Thank you. My name is Kathy. Thank you again for taking
Hi,
my
Kathy.
Call.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for calling in. What can we do for you?
I have similar to the first caller, the gentleman. I'm wondering about a project. If you see that I should just finish it up a little bit, like add to what I already have and be done with it, or if somebody is coming along that will have me do it all over again, like have the resources that we could do it from the top with all new people.
Is this a work career project?
Yes, it's a career project.
Okay. So you want to know if you're going to have to revamp and do it all over again, or are you just going to continue? Give me a concise question. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Right, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to condense it myself. I'm sorry, Mercury. I'm a big believer in that, too. I have a project that's like maybe 3/4 of the way done. I'm wondering if you see if I should just, you know, make it complete and be done with it, move on to the next, or if somebody will come along that'll say, hey, this is a great idea, let's do it even better, but starting all over from the top.
My guide's just saying continue, continue on, follow through.
Okay, so just finish this version, let's say, and be done with it.
Yeah, what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're saying follow through. At another point in time, more than likely 6 months down the road, if you want to add something onto or put out a branch branch off and do something similar, but not exactly the same, or you want to add on, fine. But right now, continue what you're doing.
Okay.
And I'm just going to add to that, what Spirit was showing me is you're on the right path. It's a straight road. But then at the last minute, like at 95%, you're going to gear off a little bit. Something's going to, there'll be a slight change in this project. But not one that would require redoing the whole thing. I just feel like you get towards the end, the last 5%, all of a sudden some more information comes in that will have you shifting gears a little bit, but it's going to improve the whole project in and of itself. So just keep going the way you're going because the information hasn't come in yet. It will at the appropriate time.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. They just showed me a painting, and it's almost like a painting because this project is the painting, and it's on a large canvas, and it's oils, and there you are with your brush, and it's like you visit this painting every day, and you put a brush stroke here and a brush stroke there and something new here, but you're going to finish this painting, but you're not done yet. So, yeah.
It totally feels like that. Yes. Yeah, totally. Yes. Both of your pieces of information, yes, definitely resonate.
Yeah. So you're creating a masterpiece. Just as Winterbrook said, go with the flow. You're on the right path. You're on the right track. So stick with it.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Wow.
Thank you. And have a wonderful New Year's, and thank you for listening. I hope you tune in again.
Thank you. Yes, I will. You're on every Thursday?
Yes, dear.
Every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, yes.
Thank you. Thank you both ever so much. And yes, wonderful 2017 and wonderful new moon, too. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Same to you. Thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you as well. Thank you both so much. Thank you.
Happy
New Year.
856, you're on the air with Winterbrook and Rose.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi.
Hi,
Laura?
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, hi.
Hi, Laura, what can we do for you?
I applied for a job in New York, and they have an office in New Jersey as well. And I had a phone interview with the director, and then I got an email a couple days ago from HR. They're setting me up for a second phone interview with another director, and I wonder if you see me getting that job or something else.
I see you going to New Jersey. That's what I got before you even finished.
Is it the same company, though?
Just before you finished the question, you mentioned New York, New Jersey, and all I heard is she's going to New Jersey.
Okay, so
and
that,
I heard
that
when you were saying you had this and that, and my guy said everybody wants her. So it's going to boil down to your choice. Yeah.
Okay, but is it the same company, though? Because they do have an office in New Brunswick. And I would prefer to go to the office in New Brunswick, but I'm not sure if I would be sitting in the New York office. But when you say New Jersey, does it mean it's the same company or it's a different company altogether? It just happens to be in New Jersey.
No, I think it's the same company because you're only talking about one company right now. Interviews. Yeah, so I think it's with this company, and I think New Brunswick sounds really nice as far as it resonating, the vibe.
That would be so much better for me because I want to
buy a same company. However,
you're going to do training in New York.
You're saying here that once you move, within a three-month period of time, you're going to receive an offer from somebody else.
Okay. I want to buy a house in New Jersey somewhere down next year. That's my goal. I have an area where I want to settle and buy a house, but I can't do that until I get my job settled. So I really want to get this job. I'm hoping.
Okay, I'm hearing from Spirit from one of your loved ones. They're saying, tell her to wait a year.
Wait
as far
year?
As buying a house. Buying a house.
Yeah. I'm tired of it. I'm so tired. You have no idea how long it's been. I can't live in this apartment another year. I've been here 10 years going on 11, and it just gets me depressed every year that goes by. Why are they staying another year?
I don't know. I'm just hearing tell her to wait 1 year before buying. It's not saying you can't move. You could get a new apartment, but that's I'm just telling you what I'm hearing from them, to wait 1 year before you buy. Maybe it's because you need to feel out being the new job. Make sure you like it. Make sure you like your coworkers. Just because you're going to get a job doesn't mean you personally are going to like it. So once you make a commitment like a house and you get a mortgage and you're tied down, right?
Yeah, but I'm just
and as I said, and I don't like to try and question spirit why they give the message they give. I don't try and make it make sense or put logic into it. But the feeling I'm getting is, as I said to you, within 3 months you're going to receive another offer. The offer that you're going to receive could be for a much higher salary, which then would make it easier for you to accomplish your dream of getting the home. This is not written in stone. I'm not saying this is a projection from spirit. I'm just saying that could be the why, the answer to the why. You never
okay.
know.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Happy New Year.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for calling. Have a happy New Year.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. 401, you're on the air with Wendy Brooke and Rose.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. Who are we talking with?
My name is Terry, and I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Hey, Terry.
Hi,
thanks for
Terry
calling.
From Rhode Island.
Hi. I was just calling
what can we
just, listening into the show and wrapping up the end of the year. I have a loved one who actually is in spirit. Their birthday is coming up on New Year's Eve. So I was just wondering if you happen to have any messages from me for me from spirit, you know, generally or specifically with regards to my current professional career.
Would you understand a mother figure in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. Would you understand a mom in spirit?
My mom is not in spirit, but my my paternal grandmother, she was sort of like a second
then
mother.
She would be like a second mother? So she, okay.
Yeah.
Because I felt mother figure in somebody closer than a grandmother, and that might explain it. All right, let me get a better link with her. Was she... Okay, she's definitely here. I'm just like having a little trouble linking with her. And let me come on. Would you understand your paternal grandmother as being a real go-getter?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So I get some personality about her. I want to put her around 5'4 to 5'6 in height.
She's tiny. She was about 5'1, yeah.
Yeah,
my
heights are off tonight. Thank you, Moxillin. Okay.
It was funny because she was 5'1 and my grandfather was 6'4, so it was very funny.
Oh, okay. That sounds like my daughter, right? She's 5 foot and she had one date with a 6 foot. I'm like, what? Anyway, all right, but let me get back to Grandma. Grandma was skeptical. So I also, she was very touchy-feely, like she'd give you that big bear hug.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Not really. I think she came out of, her shell. I don't think it was very much like her nature, but then now it's just affection-wise, I don't think we really exchanged a lot of pleasantries, but, like, me being in her life, like, that sort of opened it up, like, as she became a grandmother, you know? She had 3 boys, so.
All right, because I just feel like she wants to come in and give you a big, big, big hug. That's what I feel like doing when she's stepping on my energy. You know, but more than like somebody wants, like that, like a, you know, everybody wants to hug everyone. I would just feel like it was really part of her nature. Now she says that she's okay, and I feel that she passed from illness. Yeah.
Yes, I think it was something that just went on. You know, she lived a good life. She passed at 90. She passed.
God bless her.
So
she wants
but, yeah,
to know
it was very sudden.
She's doing well. She's back to full strength too. She said she did slow down at the end, obviously, if she were 90.
Yeah.
She's pointing to, it's either her knee or her ankle, I think. Do you remember if she had any issues like with the calf in that area between the knee and the ankle?
I know she had trouble walking with her leg.
Great. That's what she's probably trying to relate, because it's like that between the knee and the ankle, and I feel almost like the calf would, like, lock up, so that would be trouble walking. Okay, so she's pointing. She said it's all gone. She can tap dance. She could do it. She could do everything right now. So the pain in the leg is gone. She's getting into trouble. She had a cousin. She had a cousin, a female cousin, that she was friendly with or close to. Do you remember that? Because you may or may not.
Yes. Well, she's one of five, so she was actually the last of all of her siblings. But she used to get into trouble with Kabina. So that's the nickname of her sister, Pat. But at the same time, we have a huge, like, Scottish-Irish family, so I'm sure there's many cousins.
Okay, because she's palling around with, and I really felt like she's with her sisters, but I really feel like she's palling around with this cousin that she was particularly closer to towards the end, all right? They kept in touch, but definitely by phone. So they're reunited. Now, she said she would like to advise you to cut loose.
Okay.
All right. She said you need to cut loose a little bit more. She said you're growing worry lines unnecessarily. This is your grandmother coming through, because you're so worried about things. She sees it, and she's trying to reassure you. Everything's going to work out. Instead of dwelling and worrying about what might happen or might not happen, just go and have faith. Your grandmother had a strong faith. It's going to work out, and kick back a little. Go out and enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let the time pass a little bit quicker that way, and you'll be surprised. Time will pass, and the next thing you know, in a blink of an eye, you're going to be in your new position. You're going to be, you know, getting your home. Everything is going to fall into line, and there's going to be a surprise, too.
Ooh.
A good surprise, okay? So stop worrying and just, Grandma's like, kick back a little bit, go let your hair down, have fun, get into trouble like she's doing.
That's so her. And I definitely need to. It's just been a lot of transition, kind of multiple losses over the past 2 years, and just sort of pick myself back up, you know, trying to get back into the swing of things and not take life too seriously, I guess you could say.
Well, that's Grandma's coming in to reaffirm that, to validate that that's a good way to look at it, and she's with you.
Oh.
And it's funny because my guys can have that song, Cut Loose. Everybody cut loose, foot loose.
Yep.
Da, 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 da.
Yep.
Yeah, so you got to cut loose.
That's great. Well, thank you guys very much. I needed to hear that.
Good.
Thank you
for
calling, sweetheart.
Have
a lovely New Year's, and I hope all your dreams come true.
Oh, thank you. And you both as well.
520, you're on the air with Rose and Winterbrook.
Yahoo!
Who are we speaking with?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, dear.
Happy New Year. What can we do for you?
Well, how do you see the next 3 to 4 months, please? I'm working very hard to begin a lot of financial endeavors and putting things together, structuring stuff.
You want to take it, Rose?
I'm getting that it's gonna be slow on the uptake. However, what you're looking to have blossom is going to blossom. Just be patient, faithful, and trust that it's going to happen. And the universe knows that you've been working towards this, and if you think that no one sees the hard work you've been doing, trust me, it's being noted. And it might take a while. It's going to go 3-6 months into 2017, but you're going to get what you're looking for. The work's going to pay off.
Oh, wow. Oh, that would be phenomenal.
But I'm getting for you, Lisa, you need to incorporate some type of practice that's going to keep you calm. All right? Maybe, I don't know if you do meditation or chanting, something that's going to bring you back to center and calm. Because what I'm gathering from your loved ones there is that you have a tendency to get overwhelmed with worry, or you start coming up with this, what if this happens, what if this happens, what if this happens. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, excuse me. And a portion, like 80% of what I'm doing is dependent on someone else financially backing me. You know, once it completes itself, which it should, like within the next 2 to 3 months, then I won't need any financial backing anymore. So do you see that as good, solid?
Is there a drumming circle near you, or can you participate in some kind of drumming circle with other people?
Oh, probably. I guess I could.
You need a practice to keep yourself calm during the period that it's building, because otherwise you're going to get too agitated and you lose your temper sometimes, I'm being told. And I'm smiling.
Yes.
They're telling me. So they're trying to offer suggestions so that you will have the most pristine, smooth, easy ride to financial independence. But you need to incorporate a practice, whether it's drumming like Rose is suggesting, or just meditating, chanting, if you want to do it before you go to bed in your pajamas, just to make sure you stay calm and centered.
Okay. Are you psychically picking up that the individual that is backing me financially on this is going to remain committed until, I mean, once I get it off the ground 2 to 3 months from now, I won't need their financial backing?
I was just picking up about you got to keep yourself calm so you don't jump about what if this happens, what if that happens.
Okay.
What was the question? If the individual is going to do what, honey?
If he'll stay committed to financially backing me. Once I get this up and running, in 2 to 3 months, I won't need any more financial backing on this.
I feel they'll stay with you until you get to the point where you don't need the financial backing yet.
Oh, great, great, great.
Yeah. Well, have a happy New Year's, and we wish you the best.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Sweetie.
Thank you. You too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Very happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Thank
you. 248, you're on the air with Rose and Winterbrook.
Yes, I was just calling in for a reading tonight.
And what's your name, dear?
Shanika.
Okay. What do you want us to look at, Shanika?
Love. My love life.
Anyone in particular that you want us to look at?
Yes, I met someone about a month ago.
First name or initial, please?
C.
C. Okay, first thing my guys are saying is this is going to move kind of slow. But don't give up the ship and don't be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Take it as it comes. Don't be in a rush. And they're showing me the word enjoy, and it looks like the letters are 4 feet high. So what Spirit wants you to do is enjoy the ride, enjoy the dating, enjoy, you know, all the components, the conversations, the dates, the seeing this person, and the getting to know this person.
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to, you know, hang in there. They're saying it's worth a look-see. It's worth your time to check this person out totally.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to chime in because I keep hearing, and the trust will be there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah.
You have trust.
It's a woman, so it doesn't matter.
Pardon?
Does it matter? No, it doesn't matter.
No. Okay. I'm just saying, and the trust will be there
mm-hmm.
to give you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, it looks good. Just go with the flow.
It does look good. Just
like we're telling you, you're another one. I've heard the other listeners. Most of the listeners tonight got messages, whether it was pertaining to love life or career or projects, to keep going, to go in the right direction. But it's gonna go slow, and don't jump in. Take it slow.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That seems to be the advice coming from Spirit tonight. So.
Okay.
I had asked, did you have trust issues in the past? I feel you have some issues with trusting and abandonment and that going on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Insecurity, yeah. But they're
mm-hmm.
saying you can trust. So just
mm-hmm.
take it slow, and I feel that this person is going to demonstrate to you that you can trust them. But it's
okay.
not something that you're going to see in like 24 hours. Or it's going to take time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you will find that this is a person you can trust.
Okay.
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 Well, thanks for calling, Shanika. Have a happy new year.
Thank you.
And be well. I have a question out of the chat room here. This is from Ann Iva, and she's asking if there will be a romantic relationship with a man named R.P. We spoke briefly this week, and she knows him, and she's met him before. Well,
now, I'm not feeling it, but I'll let
yeah,
you know.
I'm not feeling it either. I think... And what I'm feeling is you two will be friends, but I'm not seeing romance coming forth.
And not only that, but I see that it's Anne's the one that when she realizes she's not interested in romance with this particular gentleman, it's just going to be her decision to go that way. So,
yeah. Well, okay. At least we're on the same page.
Yeah, we tend
okay.
to be.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in and for listening and being here with us tonight. And have a happy, blessed, bountiful New Year's.
Set those resolutions and those intentions.
Yes. Let me know you're here. Sorry.
I ran out of time. So, see you next week.
And Mercury retrograde. All right, people, we will be back in the new year. And it is the first Thursday of January, so we'll be doing meditation on January 5th.
Yes.
Have a happy new year, all. Thanks for calling. Thanks for chatting. We'll see you on the 5th. Happy new year.
Be well.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.